intro.
How can you see into my eyes like open doors? Leading you down into my core, or I become so numb. You fill the soul, my spirit.
Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, December 13th, 2017 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild ride it is. It just gets weirder all the time. I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all Road Warriors, those who would esteem ourselves to be, and as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. I'm kind of speechless at this clip. I want to play a little clip of something that circulates regularly, and bear with us because there are some silent spots, sort of gaps. Maybe there's a little bit of talking, but this has been going on for a while. And the organization that puts these videos out, well, we'll talk about that, I think, after. If you did this, if I did this, there would be some kind of consequences. But CNN does it, and it's fine. CNN, to me, has degenerated. I think, you know, there was an argument at one point to the possibility that it put news out. There are some stories on a daily basis. Out of 100 stories, there might be two or three, in my opinion, maybe 5 out of 100, and I mean that literally, that are newsworthy. The rest, it just seems like a gossip rag these days. It's really a shabby gossip rag at that. But this is disturbing, and every year about this time, we are inundated with these kinds of stories. So go ahead, please.
I'm here at the scene of tomorrow's shooting, where a 15-year-old will kill 4 children, 2 adults, and then turn the gun on himself.
He told some of us that his dad kept the gun in his closet, and he always talked about using it on, you know, the people that bullied him. Tomorrow I'll probably say that I wish I told someone.
And I'm now joined by the officers who will be the first responders tomorrow. What additional details can you share with us?
Well, someone is expected to tell us after the shooting that the shooter has been posting on social media about doing this for weeks.
So how will you explain the shooting to your daughter?
Actually, I won't get to explain it to her because she won't make it.
That's a fun little video, isn't it? CNN, the Today Show, and a number of supposed media outlets are circulating these kinds of videos. It's unbelievable. This is from the Sandy Hook Promise organization, and this video is titled Tomorrow's News. These are professional quality videos. Actors, presumably, and Sandy Hook Promise has been around for a few years now, but of course every year around this time, because tomorrow is that fateful day, we end up with this kind of nonsense. And as Richie from Boston noted earlier this week on Monday when he was on the broadcast, it was interesting. We woke up on Monday morning to the latest incident in New York, the Port Authority explosion, botched or whatever. And Richie observed that it was interesting that we have, CNBC had selected of all folks to talk to weigh in on the subject of the Port Authority explosion, former FBI agent Jeff Lanza. And as Richie noted, I've heard that name twice. Once back about 5 years ago to the day, and then the other day, close to the anniversary of that fateful day. So I'm sure that's a coincidence by folks like CNBC. Sure, it has nothing to do with all of this predictive programming, like this goofy commercial that CNN has posted under the heading Sandy Hook Families Post Eerie Warning Video. Titled Tomorrow's News, this video shows the possible early warning signs of a mass shooting. Does it, or is it just creepy predictive programming? Because that's what it seems like to me. It's really nothing more than false flag strategy of tension, predictive programming, and absolutely disgusting. So if you go to sandyhookpromise.org, you'll see what I mean. And our impact, it says, 2.5 million plus educators, parents, community leaders, and students trained on our programs and practices. 1.58 million supporters from 50 states have made the promise to help protect children by preventing gun violence. What does any of this mean? It's like looking at the Women's March stuff or anything else. It's just ridiculous. And of course, Sandy Hook Promise has its own Twitter handle, Sandy Hook. So that's fun. And the video in question is at the top of the, it's pinned at the top of the profile. I don't even have words. It's really sad and disappointing to see that this kind of thing has been normalized in America. This kind of conditioning. You can change tomorrow's news. What does that even mean? These duplicitous, nonsensical sound bites that are used to manipulate people. Anyway, it's absolutely disgusting and reprehensible. I don't know about you, but I mean, think about what it takes to do something like this. They have the professional looking brand with the tree and the colors and stuff. People don't realize that stuff takes time and effort and money, of course, and a beautiful, responsive website, all kinds of professional quality photography and videos. So, why do you suppose that this is being made? I mean, you and I know, but, you know, a YouTube channel, professional grade videos. I've talked all week about some of the folks that are making great videos. And to see stuff like this, you know, a professional YouTube channel, Sandy Hook Promise, with numerous videos over the last 4 years. This kind of stuff, this predictive programming. It's unbelievable. So 2 days ago, this Tomorrow's News video was published. And I don't know about you, but I'm just, you know, again, I'm stunned. I'll move on, but this is, I mean, you heard it. I can't believe it. Unbelievable. Tomorrow's News. You know, if you made something like that or I made something like that, someone would call that hate speech. It would get shut down in a New York minute. It's ridiculous. That it should get shut down. Kind of like the thing I was talking about at the beginning of the week that I'm shocked is still up. And, you know, stuff like this floats around. This is disturbing content. It's obviously predictive programming, but it's a sign of kind of where we're at, you know? The last thing I suppose I'll say about this is, if you look up Sandy Hook Promise, for example, you go to the Twitter handle Sandy Hook Promise, which is Sandy Hook, actually, on Twitter. Sandy Hook on Twitter. Unbelievable. You will see that the Sandy Hook Promise Twitter handle was created in December of 2012. Boy, they didn't waste any time, did they? And shortly thereafter, the YouTube channel was created, January 28th, 2013. Sandy Hook Promise is a nonprofit organization created by members of Newton, Connecticut community in response to the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. Really? Where did they get the resources? Who decided moments after the alleged incident in December of 2012 it'd be a good idea to start a Twitter handle? That's not creepy and weird. Anyway, you know, the fact that we're not horrified by this video, again, I mean, it just speaks volumes to where we're at in this society. Sandy Hook Promise, been around for years, and now... to publish a video like this, I'm just stunned. Anyway, truly. And then, I guess, you know, more bizarro news. This morning, one of the trending topics on Twitter, speaking of Twitter, is the Volokh conspiracy, which moved from WAPO over to Reason. And there's a post about that. The Volokh conspiracy is law professors blogging about whatever they want since 2002. It's been kind of a hot topic, but it's really, I think, much ado about nothing this morning. But, you know, it's over at Reason now. So it's interesting. It kind of reminds me of Deputy AG Rosenstein being questioned by Congress this morning. It's like everything else. It's much ado about nothing. Meanwhile, the real substantive things are not being discussed. I think it's interesting, speaking of substantive, that one of the videos that I need to make, it's interesting, Chris Swecker, FBI former assistant director Chris Swecker, said on October 3rd, kind of the day after, it was actually 2 days, but, you know, because it was so late and kind of right close to midnight, basically the day after what happened in Las Vegas back on October 1st, that we should see an unbelievably clear picture emerge in the coming days. Well, back on, what was it, November 28th, the Bellagio was robbed, and it's interesting that even law enforcement departments across the country have been propagandized. They've heard, well, you know, it's an ongoing investigation, so they can't release anything. Really, that's interesting, because LVMPD, Las Vegas Metro Police, released a video of the November 28th robbery, and it's like watching an HD movie. Go to the LVMPD YouTube page and watch the Bellagio robbery video published December 1st. Isn't that an ongoing investigation? The suspect in that one is still alive and at large. So how does that work? We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Welcome back. I'm serious. I'm stunned. You know, it would be nice if the Volokh conspiracy might blog about some of this stuff. Like, why is LVMPD able to release video footage of a robbery where the suspect is still at large, alive and at large? But like the attorneys who have petitioned LVMPD in the October 1 incident have pointed out, The only suspect, according to LVMPD, in that incident is deceased. So then why can't you release the footage? What more is there to do? You can release the footage in the same fashion that you did on the Bellagio robbery. And I mean, like I said, it's like HD quality stuff, you know. It's pretty much, I think, what Chris Swecker was talking about. You see the suspect pulling in the car of the kidnapped victim. Well, maybe I'll give you ABC News coverage of that. I think that was, what was that? Hold on a second. I'll just give you that. It's unbelievable. What was it? Good Morning America, I think. You know, if technology behaved, what would we do with ourselves? Anyway, we seem to have regular occurrences, regular bouts with technical difficulties. Imagine that. So, while we're waiting on that, you know, none of this makes any sense. So you have the Sandy Hook Promise nonsense that's been around for years. Yeah, last year they've been doing this Tomorrow's News kind of thing before now. But I mean, Tomorrow's News, that's, I think, a new, as far as I know, that's new. But you know, every year this gets broadcast, this kind of nonsense. And what does it do? Does it prevent anything? I think really all it does is raise awareness that this would be cool for all of those kids that have been playing video games so long they have schizoaffective disorder and they can't distinguish between reality and this fantasy, and they're playing FPS games all day long in a lot of cases. So what do you expect? You know, it's kind of like my brother used to say, one of my younger brothers, you know, the DARE program came to our school and all I could ever figure out was that the acronym stood for drugs are really expensive. That's what it's teaching kids. You know, there's that's the suggestiblest programming that I'm talking about. You know, the officer shows up and basically tells kids how drugs work. Wow, that sounds fun. Maybe we should try it. That's all we're doing. I mean, after all, they're inundated with commercials to that effect all day long. Ask your doctor if, you know, they don't even say ask your doctor if it's right for you anymore, because it's clearly not. Listen to the side effects. Side effects may include death. I guess if you think death is right for you, I don't. I don't think it's right for me or you. I guess when God says it's your time or my time, that's one thing, but I don't think we need to engage in any kind of mild forms of suicide like that. That's not a good idea. I don't think we need to program children and families and parents in Sandy Hook Promise fashion. We're just inundated with this stuff. I want to get to some interesting things here in a second. And like I said, hopefully we can give you that ABC News clip of the Bellagio nonsense. I guess we'll wait until the other side of this break coming up, but it's pretty interesting. The description on YouTube, the ABC News description, says the newly released video shows a suspect who is still on the run walk into the casino in a disguise of glasses, a wig, a hat, a bandage across his face. Yeah, you can see all of that. But we still haven't seen a single picture of Stephen Paddock in Las Vegas, let alone in Mandalay Bay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, I want to spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, boy, you just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up. My brother.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour, let's just kind of cruise through stuff today a little bit. I'm stunned beside myself. I mean, it's unbelievable, you know, predictive programming. And what happened the other day in New York is textbook Gladio B. meets COINTELPRO strategy of tension nonsense. And Neil Cavuto basically said so on Fox News. I mean, he didn't come right out and say that, but what he said was pretty shocking. And so I'll get to that here in a minute. I was stunned. You know, people notice, even these guys who just, you know, the talking heads who get paid lots of money to read teleprompters, because there's no news going on there. Everything is fed from the mini true. Basically, you know, I mean, by and large, the vast majority of what is pumped out in the cesspool of mainstream media is from the mini true. So anyway, and then, you know, this is interesting. We'll get to this. I think this is fantastic. But the YouTube channel Quantum of Conscience, which is a new channel published earlier this year, summer of this year, published a video yesterday titled "The D-Wave Story Does Not Add Up, Just Creepy or Perhaps Fake." And the description says the D-Wave goes into another dimension. It's another Jordy Rose video. Anyway, the D-Wave goes into another dimension, and the founder is willing to die in this just exploration. What's to worry about? Sorry, if after 3 years of exciting elevator pitches, which is, you know, kind of what Richie and I were talking about earlier this week, no one at the company can explain how it works, there is a chance something else is going on or it's fake. Why do we see the same guy making his pitches over and over? Where is the guy who designed the chip itself? Oh, he's a demon. Now I understand. Well said. Well said. Anyway, this quantum stuff, you know, Quantum of Conscience is a great channel name. I like it. If you watch Just Incredible Things channel, his video that he put out last week, I think it's, is it that video? I want to say, or is it video from this week? I forget now. I watched them both back to back yesterday, and one of them, at least, maybe both, one for sure, I forget which one, he mentions the quantum computing nonsense that we've been hearing about for years. I'll tell you which one it is in a second. He'd probably know, I'm sure, obviously. But he gave a mention to this broadcast, which I really appreciate, in his latest video, the video released yesterday. That's really cool. I always appreciate having Justin on too. And hopefully we'll have him on again soon. So the video that I'm talking about, the clip, the quote, it was from his video December 6th last week. CERN D-Wave AI elites never denying what they do, trying for hell on earth, laughing in our faces. And the quote is from David Deutsch's TED Talk back in 2005 when he said quantum computation will be the first technology that allows useful tasks to be performed in collaboration between parallel universes. What? And so, you know, we know that this kind of stuff has been going on for a long time. But it's unbelievable. This kind of stuff, it just never ends. Anyway, we'll come back to that in a second. For now, I want to give you the clip that I mentioned. So, too fast. This is the ABC News clip of the Bellagio casino heist footage that was released. You won't see it, but you can actually just go to the LVMPD channel on YouTube and see it. Posted December 1st. That was how many days was that after? I think it was Tuesday the 28th that the heist took place, And then 3 days later, which would have been just about exactly what Chris Swecker was talking about. We'll talk more about this because I think this can't be overstated. Go ahead with that if you're ready, please.
New video of that Bellagio casino heist in Las Vegas. The brazen armed robber still on the run this morning. And ABC's Nick Watt has more. Good morning, Nick.
Well, the manhunt is on. Vegas police last night releasing intriguing new details and security camera footage that show just how this audacious heist went down.
Mid-afternoon, a silver Chevy pulls up at the Bellagio. We now know the car's owner is tied up in the trunk, the robber at the wheel. He's then picked up walking into the casino, a disguise of glasses, wig, hat, and a bandage across his face.
I went up to the poker cage and proceeded to rob the cage and took off with an unknown amount of cash.
He even appears to wait in line. He's armed, but the gun stays hidden. Actor James Woods, who plays a Vegas lowlife in the classic casino, is gambling just feet away.
He tweeted in true poker player fashion, "We all were focused on the hands we were playing, and nobody actually realized it was happening." Could be a scene out of Ocean's 11.
You bet big, and then you take the house.
But their plan was to hit the Bellagio, Mirage, and MGM all at once. Cash in the shopping bag, the robber breaks into a jog, brushes past an unsuspecting woman at the door. Cops are called.
A white male, 40s, some of that 22, copper handgun.
It's too late. He's out of the building, driving away.
And Vegas police tell us that while the robber was inside the casino, the car's owner managed to pop the trunk and escape. He's been cooperating with the investigation, and police have recovered that getaway car. But the bandit, guys, is still on the run.
Quite brazen.
Wow. Yeah.
Straight out of Ocean's 11.
It is.
Straight out of it.
Nick, thank you.
Hi, everyone. George Stephanopoulos.
There you go. That's how normal news footage and coverage works. That's how normal news coverage works of an event like that. And again, they're showing during that news segment the LVMPD footage. So then why is LVMPD silent? You know, these are the kinds of things that maybe the Volokh conspiracy should be blogging about today. Why is LVMPD still silent? Why is LVMPD releasing video footage of the Bellagio incident a few days after it occurred, just a few short days afterward, and yet 2.5 months later, we still haven't seen a single picture of Stephen Paddock in Las Vegas, let alone at Mandalay Bay, where he allegedly stayed for 5 or 6 days, which they were not clear and forthcoming about, LVMPD, until they were sort of cornered by Laura Loomer. And then that's after that press conference, they had one more. Independent journalists were not allowed in, nor was the public, credentialed journalists only. No questions were taken, and that was the last press conference we heard. The Volokh conspiracy maybe should be blogging about that. Isn't that kind of weird? Why haven't we seen a single photograph of Stephen Paddock in Las Vegas to this point, 2.5 months later? It's kind of weird. This is how normal news coverage works, what you just heard. And watch the footage for yourself. It's pretty suspect pulling up, going in, exactly what you would expect in Las Vegas. I mean, I'm surprised they don't have surveillance footage of him driving to wherever he went, because it is the most highly surveilled area, perhaps in the world, the most highly surveilled private, you know, non-governmental, non-agency type area. Arguably, it's my understanding that Mandalay Bay has, depending on who you ask, somewhere between about 2,000 and 6,000 cameras in it. Not a single one of those thousands of cameras captured one image of Stephen Paddock that can be released to the public to say, yes, look, see, he was actually in Mandalay Bay in September and October of 2017. Not possible? Interesting, because LVMPD was able to do it in this case. And maybe the Volokh conspiracy should be blogging about the fact that LVMPD has been part of an initiative to propagandize law enforcement departments across the country at this point to say, yeah, you're going to hear, people are going to ask questions. Why would they do that? Doesn't that seem odd to you? It sure does to me. You're going to get some questions. People are going to say, you know, it's strange. People like me, like you, will say, I think it's kind of odd. We still haven't seen a single image of Stephen Paddock. So, you know, just tell them it's an ongoing investigation. And so they, you know, obviously they can't release anything. Really? The only suspect, according to LVMPD, the only suspect is deceased. Why can't you release a single image, not a photograph, let alone probably lots and lots and lots of video footage, as Chris Swecker was saying? That's what you would expect in Las Vegas. He said it. And I think he's right. You know, shouldn't we be seeing lots of footage, lots of numerous photos, several clips released by LVMPD? That's what you would expect. But no. Which obviously is telling. Because we're not supposed to ask questions. I want to maybe play that clip as well. Before I do, though, yeah, maybe we'll, let's do, I think it was this one, wasn't it? Yeah. I want to give you this gem also, and I'll post this in the chat area as well, but this is fantastic stuff. This is the video, kind of skipping around a little bit, but bear with me. The New York incident earlier this week, where Neil Cavuto says pretty much what I'm thinking, what you're probably thinking. Somewhere, it's a 3.5 minute video, and listen particularly right around the middle. In fact, I almost want to cue it to that, but we'll play the whole thing. So listen right around the middle. You'll hear what I'm talking about. Neil basically says, this can't be a coincidence. Hard to imagine this is a coincidence. So go ahead, please.
As Kevin pointed out here, technically, legally, so does he have legal rights. Former D.C. police detective, defense attorney Ted Williams. Ted, what do you think?
Well, good afternoon, Neil. The problem is, yes, he does have legal rights. He's closed in the Constitution by the virtue of being here in the United States. I heard Senator Lindsey Graham earlier this morning asking that this guy be treated as an enemy combatant. And I got to tell you, I agree with Senator Graham, and my rationale for that agreement is simply this. When someone commits a terrorist act where they're trying to kill us in this country, I think that the intelligence community should have the first dibs at that person to try to get all of the information that they can prior to them lawyering up and having constitutional safeguards.
You know, I do worry about the lawyering up part because they're quiet after that point, right? I mean, there's a brief period which you might have a shot at getting something from them. Do you suspect, Ted, that authorities have or no?
Well, you know, in this instance here, it seemed as though that this guy was very talkative. and has given the authority quite a bit of information. But again, that's probably on his voluntarily and prior to him speaking to a lawyer, because if he came to me and they advised him of his Miranda rights, I would tell him to shut up and not say anything if I was going to be his lawyer. So again, that's a catch-22 in this country right now.
Ted, switching gears a little bit, do you think he had help?
You know, it's hard to say at this time because he was such an amateur about the manner in which he made this bomb, the way he carried this bomb, and the manner in which it appeared to have exploded. But I can tell you, Neil, that that is certainly something that the authorities are clearly following up on at this stage in the investigation.
What happens when these sort of things happen? I mean, I often say it's more than coincidental that every time we get a report that ISIS is on the run or in trouble in Iraq, it's getting shoved out of Iraq, getting shoved out of Syria, getting shoved out of all these other countries, that lo and behold, a lone wolf inspired by ISIS or radicalized by and to ISIS pulls off something like that. That can't be accidental.
It can't be accidental, and it is not accidental. These guys are able to use social media sites, and ISIS and these other groups are able to know how to influence individuals who are here already in the United States and how to radicalize them here to do the harm that they do. So it's sort of like a needle in the haystack. We can't get at all of these guys. The intelligence community clearly have some of these guys on the radar screen, but it's very difficult to get at somebody who radicalized and who wakes up some morning and say, I'm going to make a bomb and I'm going to go out and kill Americans.
Yeah, amazing, amazing, amazing. Ted Williams, thank you.
Did you catch that? Neil Cavuto, do you think he had help? Ted Williams, amateur in the way he made the bomb, carried out the bombing. Obviously, it was very amateurish, yet somehow it's not an accident that these kinds of things always seem to happen when we hear ISIS is on the run. What MO does that fit? Which gets back to what I'm talking about Las Vegas. Who has means, motive, and opportunity to do this kind of stuff? Every time we start to settle back into a normal routine, oh, crisis, oh my goodness, fear, emergency, terror. Who has means, motive, and opportunity? Isn't that what we're always looking for when we investigate a crime? Means, motive, and opportunity. This is another incident where there's no rhyme or reason to it. Why did he do it? Because he hates Christmas. He hates Christmas's freedom. Doesn't make any sense. Unless, of course, you frame it in a different context. A.K.A. Yed, as I said on Monday, Akayed Ula, 27-year-old Bangladeshi immigrant. Why? Because he hates Christmas, and Christmas is freedom. No. It doesn't make any sense. But you heard it. That clip is going to find its way into the annals of this broadcast's lore. Every time we hear ISIS is on the run, we get another incident. That can't be accidental. Exactly, Neil. You're absolutely right. It's not accidental. And it's not ISIS or ISIS-inspired. It's the parent and grandparent of ISIS-inspired. And who created ISIS? Who created Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, Nusra Front, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, who continues to get caught? Go over to Judicial Watch and see the documentation. Remember the DIA memo from 2012? You know what? It'd be a good idea to let this power vacuum allow ISIS to incubate and cultivate. It'd be a good idea. That serves our purpose. Who continually gets caught doing that kind of stuff? Do you realize that, you know, I mean, you got guys like Ollie North who admits lying all over the place and then says, yeah, I'd do it again in the name of freedom and democracy, basically. Do you realize that if you go to the Operation Cyclone Wikipedia entry even, it says right on the Wikipedia entry, obviously Operation Cyclone was the CIA program to arm and finance the Mujahideen, which became Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they recruited, it says the program leaned heavily towards supporting militant Islamic groups. Those are the groups that come out that are propagandized based on the Wahhabi Salafi garbage that comes out of Saudi Arabia. They're infecting their own people and they're infecting their neighbors with this garbage. Go to the Wikipedia entry for the Salafi movement. Salafi movement Wikipedia entry. Click on the section 5, views on extremism. And just read a couple of paragraphs down. Salafism is sponsored globally by Saudi Arabia. And this ideology is used to justify the violent acts of jihadi Salafi groups that include Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Boko Haram, and the Al-Shabaab. In addition, Saudi Arabia prints textbooks for schools and universities to teach Salafism, as well as recruit international students from Egypt, Bangladesh, again, Bangladesh, Indonesia, Africa, and the Balkans to help spread Salafism in their local communities. Do you think maybe there's a different problem? Where does this ideology come from? Because it's not a religion. Make no mistake. Even the Wikipedia entry points out, Salafism is sponsored globally by Saudi Arabia, and this ideology, not religion, this ideology is used to justify the head choppers, as some call them, the violent acts of jihadi Salafi groups that include Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Boko Haram, and Al-Shabaab at all. In other words, including but not limited to, of course, whatever the latest, greatest incarnation, the intelligence community, the Western security apparatus has envisaged to scare us and terrorize us all, because, again, you heard Neil Cavuto say it, when ISIS wanes, suddenly we hear about the next thing. That can't be accidental. No, Neil, it's not accidental. It's very intentional. It was laughable for a while when, you know, we would hear Osama bin Laden was killed again and again. Remember, go to that Fox News entry, Osama bin Laden dead? Is that what the headline is? I think bin Laden already dead. And remember, that was December 26, 2001. That's still up. There's no retraction that's been issued. There's no apology there. Oops, sorry, we got that wrong. And it is the Osama bin Laden. December 26, 2001. Still there. Report, bin Laden already dead. What? Finish this thought and move on. Second hour coming up right after this short break. We'll be right back.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.